I think the new regulation has to be welcomed. The aesthetic sector has been notoriously unregulated for far too long, and without any adequate regulation, poor practice has been allowed to flourish, and as a result of that, people have been harmed. Excuse me. Sorry, as a result of the lack of regulation, patients have been harmed, people have had inappropriate treatments, and it's time, it's long overdue, that something has been done to crack down on the worst excesses of the industry. You hear people saying, oh, I had a beautician do my Botox or filler. Usually, if you investigate a bit further, it's usually a nurse that's been travelling around beauty salons doing it. And that's the sort of thing that will now be brought under the regulation. So nurses travelling around with vials of Botox in a sandwich cooler bag, that sort of thing is going to stop. There are a relatively small number of actual beauticians in beauty salons performing the treatments themselves. Whether or not that number will expand to fill the void that's going to be created by the number of nurses and doctors who are giving up doing the treatments, that remains to be seen. But the government do need to keep a very close eye on that, because bad enough medical practitioners doing poorly performed cosmetic treatments, but when you start getting into non-medically trained people at all, it just opens up a whole other can of worms. First thing, I think that if you are considering having a cosmetic treatment, you really need to make sure that the person that you're going to is working from a registered clinic, and that onus has to fall on the public. And the public need to be aware of that going forward. If you take a risk by going to an unregistered clinic, you really are playing with your life in your hands. To the practitioners who are trying to evade regulation, they will get caught eventually. I think, you know, okay, there are always going to be people that will try and get around the rules. But my understanding is that the regulator is going to be aggressively pursuing all of those who are trying to evade the regulation, and that has to be a good thing, and it has to be encouraged and supported. The filler complications are the ones where it really starts to get potentially serious. With Botox, it will pretty much always wear off eventually. But with fillers, there's possibility of injecting into arteries, which can lead to blindness or skin necrosis. With fillers, that's the really scary part of cosmetic injectables, and that's actually the part that's least regulated, because Botox is a registered medicine, so it can only be prescribed by a doctor, but fillers are a medical device, so pretty much anyone can get their hands on them, and that's something that needs to be the government need to pay close attention to. The older fashioned cosmetic surgical procedures, it's true they are becoming less popular in some parts, but overall the industry continues to grow. But what has happened is that there's been a shift towards non-surgical and less invasive procedures, so people are now having more injectables and less surgery, and we're moving away from, so if you imagine that a traditional old-fashioned facelift, that was something that women did in their 60s. It was a radical procedure. You'd be off work for a month, and you had to wait until things had deteriorated to such an extent that you could justify such an aggressive approach. Whereas now we're intervening at a much earlier stage in the aging process. Women typically come and see me around their 30s or 40s, and what we're doing is managing the aging process rather than trying to reverse it later on.